The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh yeah, welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some of the news for the past week. And I'm watching the news with much amusement, I guess you could say. Not at the situation, but at the idea that turnabout is fair play. And if you remember the Kavanaugh hearings from last year, where Justice Kavanaugh was accused very, in my opinion, not credibly by Christine Blasey Ford. And yet every Democrat, many progressives came out and said that she should be believed instantly simply for making the accusation. Well, now things have turned around, haven't they? And now that Joe Biden is being accused, much more credibly, by the way, than Justice Kavanaugh was, the expression went from believe all women to this lady is obviously lying. And as a matter of fact, the progressives, actually, who are angry that Bernie Sanders got run out of town, are the ones who are to blame or credit, depending on if you believe this lady or not, for bringing these allegations into the mainstream media, because they have had these allegations touted on their programs. They have had the accuser on interviews with them. And finally, MSNBC, after, what, a month, maybe more, of having this accusation against Joe Biden, has finally addressed Joe Biden himself. So 2 days ago, the president came out and he said that he was asked about the charges against Joe Biden. I guess I should give you some more detail for people who don't know what I'm talking about. Tara Reid is a lady who had accused Joe Biden earlier, actually, of improper conduct. Well, she has expanded on her story and now says that she was, how do I put this nicely, Joe Biden penetrated her digitally. I'm sorry, but those are the claims. There's no nice way to put it. She says he used his fingers. And then she claims that after she backed away, that he said, you're nothing to me, you're nothing. She also claims that he sent her on to places because he liked her legs, and she said that she felt like a piece of furniture, and that when it got too shiny or too bright, that it was chucked, it was cast out. So that's what she says. Now, I mean, this is 27 years ago. I don't know if I believe the claims, but like I said, the whole point of this isn't even whether or not it's true, because there's no way of knowing. Let's face it. You just can't tell. But it's the reaction to the accusation and how the contrast, the stark contrast, so obvious that they're treating Joe Biden so differently than the way that they treated Brett Kavanaugh. And it's really disgusting. On YouTube, there's a fun compilation of Nancy Pelosi set next to Nancy Pelosi and the way that she reacted to the claims against Kavanaugh as opposed to the way that she's reacting to the claims now against Joe Biden. In fact, she snapped at a reporter recently, and, you know, maybe I'll play some audio of that, because that's a fun little clip. So I'll try to boost the volume a bit so that you can hear the reporter's question and then her answer. And here it is. See what you think.
As far as Biden is concerned, how do Democrats square with the idea that they're essentially they're standing by Biden, but they're using a comparatively different standard with the Kavanaugh when you demanded an investigation on Justice Kavanaugh when a very similar allegation came out on him?
Let me just say, I respect your question, and I don't need a lecture or a speech. Here's the thing.
Okay, how are you going to tell somebody that you respect their question when you interrupt their question? You obviously don't respect their question even a little bit. And especially when you reference their question as a lecture or a speech. The lady was still talking. And Pelosi talked right over her like she didn't exist. To talk over someone like that and interrupt them is very rude and a sign that you disrespect their question. But she made the interruption with the statement, "I respect your question." So the statement itself was proven to be a lie as it was being made. Guys, please indulge me as I play that exchange again. Because really, I mean, that Pelosi, in a way, is really brilliant to cut the lady off like that, to cut her off saying, "I respect your question." Here it is.
How do Democrats square with the idea that they're essentially they're standing by Biden, but they're using a comparatively different standard with the Kavanaugh when you demanded an investigation on Justice Kavanaugh when a very similar allegation came out on him?
Let me just say, I respect your question, and I don't need a lecture or a speech.
I mean, at the speed that it flies by, it's hard to comprehend how ridiculous it is and how politically brilliant Nancy Pelosi is. I mean, that is really an achievement, to disrespect someone by telling them that you respect them. That is why she's been in office for so long. That is why she is the creme de la creme of politicians. To trample on someone's question by saying, "I respect your question," that is art. That is skill, guys. Can you not appreciate the fact that the hypocrisy is so strong? It's almost elevated to beauty. I know I'm dwelling on this point, but I am impressed. I am floored. Okay, let's play the rest of the clip. It's here, the rest of Pelosi's response, which in my opinion was not on the same level of genius.
Here's the thing. I have complete respect for the whole Me Too movement. I have four daughters and one son. And there's a lot of excitement around the idea that women will be heard and be listened to. There is also due process. And the fact that Joe Biden is Joe Biden.
Now, is that reasoning going to be good enough for Democrats that Joe Biden is Joe Biden? Yeah, you know how Joe Biden is. You know, hey, we're lucky that she was of legal age. You know, is that going to fly with the people who are so angry that Bernie Sanders got railroaded by the DNC so that Joe Biden could get in? I don't think so. Joe Biden is Joe Biden.
Fact that Joe Biden is Joe Biden. There's been statements from his campaign, or not his campaign, but his former employees who ran his offices and the rest, that there was never any record of this. There was never any record. And that nobody ever came forward, or nobody ever came forward to say something about it apart from the principal involved. I am so proud. The happiest day for me this week was to support Joe Biden for president of the United States.
Yeah, well, if that was her happiest day, then the rest of her week must have been a dog pile.
He's a person of great integrity, a great concern for the American people. He authored the Violence Against Women Act.
I guess you could say when it comes to the act of violence against women, Joe wrote the book.
authored the Violence Against Women Act when he was the chair of the Judiciary Committee in the 90s. He has been an advocate for funding it all along since then. And I believe that he will be a great president of the United States. He is the personification of hope and optimism and authenticity for our country, a person of great values. So I want to remove all doubt in anyone's mind. I have a great comfort level with the situation as I see it, with all the respect in the world for any woman who comes forward, with all the highest regard for Joe Biden. And that's what I have to say about that. Thank you. Excuse me.
And then she walked off back into hell. And you know, as if this wasn't all enough of a circus, just a few hours ago, new allegations have come out against Joe Biden. They've been published. Actually, this was published on this lady's Facebook page. Her name is Eva Murray, and I believe it's spelled M-U-R-R-Y, if you want to look this up yourself. But she said that when she was 14, she met Joe Biden at some thing, although he's come out and said that he was sick at the time, probably, and probably wasn't even there. But anyway, the accusation, I think his campaign said that, but the accusation is that he commented to her about her being well endowed. And, you know, I don't want to put too much weight behind this, because if you remember when the craziness came out against Justice Kavanaugh, Christine Blasey Ford, who was not the most credible person, but the media treated her like she was, when she came out, people were like, oh, did he or didn't he, right? But then when these other accusers stepped forward with obviously false claims, I feel like the air was let out of the balloon, and people didn't feel quite so strongly against Kavanaugh anymore. And it was the additional claims brought forth by one of them, by Michael Avenatti, remember. And is he in jail right now? What happened to that guy? But it was those claims, I think, that really kind of took out the support against Kavanaugh. Because if somebody comes out and they have a strong claim against someone, but then you get other claims against that person that aren't strong, it undermines the original case. And look, we don't know if any of these claims are true at all. And I think that the real takeaway from all of this stuff against Joe Biden is the difference in the way that Joe Biden is being treated by the media. They really drag their feet on this one compared to the way that Brett Kavanaugh was treated by the media, at least from the point of view of conservatives. Now, for progressives, it's something else, isn't it? Because for progressives, all of this stuff was swept under the rug until all of Biden's competition dropped out. So after Bernie Sanders dropped out, then that's when this stuff started becoming more known. Actually, you know what? This latest accuser, she put her story out on Facebook, and that's where I think this allegation first surfaced, on the same day that Bernie Sanders announced his resignation. So I wouldn't be surprised if some of these accusations might come out as a backlash from people who are angry at Joe Biden and the kind of, you know, tricks that they played to get rid of Sanders. Now, let's look at this story from some more angles, as we were apt to do here on the How to Kill an Hour radio show, which is that, remember I said last week or the other week, whenever Sanders dropped out, I said that one advantage of him dropping out early for the Democrats is that you have more time to heal. Progressives who were cheated back in 2016's election were still angry when the election came by, and they either didn't vote, voted third party, or voted for Trump. Some of them still voted Democrat. But I think that enough of a difference was made. I think that if the DNC hadn't screwed over Bernie Sanders, then Hillary Clinton would have won, assuming that she would have beaten Bernie Sanders. Now, this time around, Sanders dropped out earlier, so his supporters could get over it a bit sooner. But now when you keep having these things come out against Joe Biden, the supporters of Bernie Sanders are, it's like just you know, sticking your finger in the wound, right? They're constantly more and more agitated. And if this keeps up and you have more things going wrong with Biden, you're going to have the Bernie supporters going, I told you so, and things are going to be, it's going to be a repeat, basically, of 2016 with Trump winning. Now, of course, anything can happen between now and November, but let's examine something else, which is that what if they replace Biden with another person? Could you imagine that? That would be crazy. But, you know, as the economy continues to crater, Democrats are banking on that, I think. I think the reason they want people to stay home so badly, the real reason, because I'm pretty sure they don't care about old people. I could be wrong, but at least online, and it's the internet, of course. But to me, it seems like the most disrespectful people towards older people, older Americans, are Democrats and liberals. So I think that probably a lot of Democrats want the economy to be bad, as evidenced by Bill Maher's statement that he thinks a recession would be positive for the country, even though many Americans would get hurt. It's worth it to get Trump out of office. So if that's the mindset of a lot of Democrats, then they want this economy to crater. They may be disappointed because now governors are starting to open up work again. And if people come back to work and you see, unbelievably, the stock market is actually going back up and you see more of this happening, the economy may come roaring back. People's confidence and optimism may come back because they went from being isolated and alone and a jobless to now being kind of more back into a normal society again. And if the economy comes back, the Democrats' chances are much, much dimmer. They can't just run a body. They have to run a credible candidate. And I've seen places come out saying, begging basically Michelle Obama to run. Now, if Michelle Obama runs and the economy isn't that great and Joe Biden, you know, implodes or whatever, and they replace him with Michelle Obama, man, she's got a shot, doesn't she? Because she hasn't been out long enough for her policy positions to be made public. Even the criticisms you would have of Obama's administration, she could just, you know, if somebody likes Michelle Obama, they could just be like, oh, I'm sure she wouldn't be like that. I'm sure she wouldn't, you know, be in favor of going to war in Syria and taking away the rights of, you know, American citizens, right? That's not Michelle Obama. She's a nice lady. Guys, I think she could pull it off. I think she might get enough people to come out. Trump has a lot of black support right now. Don't you think that would evaporate if people had a chance to elect the first black female president? Now, maybe not. I mean, you know, but people who are black aren't a monolith, right? I mean, it's not like Trump right now has a lot of support in the black community, and I can see many of them not voting for anyone other than Donald Trump. But it would be interesting if Michelle Obama got in the race, although she has said many times that she is not interested in running for president or, you know, being in politics. But if something changed, you know, if they said, well, we'll give you a, you know, jillion, trillion dollars or what, I don't know what would get her to run. But if she went in, what if she was Joe's vice president? He vowed to put a woman in the position. I think he said a woman of color, actually, but definitely a woman he wants there. Could that ticket take enough support away from Trump that they would beat him? Well, I'll tell you what we can do. Why don't we check out Trump's approval rating right now and see where it is at? So this is Saturday, May the 2nd. I'm going to check this on 538. And Trump's approval rating has plummeted to where he was before, which is exactly what I thought it was going to do. You know, his approval rating was going up tremendously when they were airing his briefings, and the press panicked and they stopped airing them. And exactly what I thought was going to happen, the approval ratings went back down. Actually, I didn't think they'd go all the way back down. I thought that they would drop, but I figured that some people would go, oh, the press is lying about him. He's actually pretty competent. But no, they dropped back down, probably because they take everything that he says and they interpret it badly. You know what's funny is that YouTube has banned a video from a company showing treatment of UV light inside of the body. So what they do is they put this LED on kind of like a snake. You know what a snake is? Like a drain snake. You know, you put it in the drain and it can curl around. Well, this company came out with a video saying that they're working on breakthrough COVID-19 treatments and shows this snake. And I had researched it at the time. This company like had some real investor. This is like a real place, right? And they showed them putting this UV light inside of the body and killing the virus from inside the lungs, just like Trump hypothesized about. And they banned the video, even though it's a legitimate company and it's a legitimate treatment. I believe they said it was peer-reviewed even, or it was up for peer review. And YouTube took off their video just because, they didn't give a reason. They said that it violated community guidelines, but ostensibly because it agreed with what Trump said. Isn't that so funny? Isn't that so funny? Did you hear about a group of doctors came out, I think four doctors or something came out, and they said that, you know, based on what we've seen, we think people should go back to work. And they got banned also. Poof, gone down the memory hole, as they say. Just taken off the air. You can't have opposing opinions on certain subjects, even if they're opinions. Man, it's just so ridiculous and so obvious. You know, you thought it was bad before, back in 2015, when like all the Hollywood and the Avengers came out and they're like, oh, we hate Trump. Trump's a racist. He's real bad. You got to vote for Hillary. You thought it was bad then. Well, now the media companies have gotten in on the act much more strongly than they were before. I mean, since then, you've had all of these conservatives banned. You've had these, all the platforms going against them. You've even had far-left progressives banned because they're going against the establishment narrative. So this time around, the election is going to be way harder than it was before. I mean, from a media standpoint, it's going to be even tougher, and you didn't think it could get worse. But now they're so blatant about it. At least before, they somewhat tried to hide behind the illusion of being bipartisan. Well, all of that is gone. It's out the window. They don't even care about it anymore. Now they make corrections in the middle of the night. They don't even tell you that the correction of the story is made. You know, they come out with these biased stories against Trump, then they turn out to be false, and they don't even note the correction. They just change the story to make it look like they were innocent the whole time. But the memory of the story and the bad feelings against Trump in the story remain forever, because people don't go back to check the story. So, approval rating right now, Trump's approval rating here, 43.4%, disapprove 50.7%. That is pretty, actually, that's higher probably than what his average approval rating has been. Let me see if they give an average down here. I don't see one. But, you know, that's where it's been. During the press briefings, it went up from 42.8, it shot up to 45.8, and now it's back down. It had dropped down to 42.6% at one point, and now it's at 43.4%. All right, guys, I got to wrap this up. Let me give you my email. It's edman@email.com, edman@email.com. Let's check our COVID-19 tracker before we take off. And we have passed 1,000 mark. We're now at 1,038 cases of confirmed cases of the COVID-19 virus and 23 deaths, which actually over the past 2 weeks, it's really hasn't been.